Talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 73. I have William here with me.
Hello.
And William is the only one who's going to be talking to Dad tonight. Henry is still doing his homework, so he's over in the next room on the computer doing homework. He might join us later for treat yourself. But for now, it's just me and William. So how's it going, Henry? Let me see if I can call you the right name. I've only got one kid. It shouldn't be that hard. How's it going, William?
Pretty good. I know I have a lot to talk about, but for some reason I just completely blanked out.
Well, let's talk about, to begin with, let's talk about Halloween. So we are recording this on, what day is it today? The 2nd.
November 2nd.
So 2 days ago was Halloween. Also happens to be my birthday. Did you have a good Halloween?
Yeah. For some reason, there weren't as many lights up out for trick-or-treating.
Yeah, our neighborhood was pretty slow. I think a lot of people expected it to rain because the weather forecast said it was going to rain for sure. We got really lucky and it didn't rain. It was a little bit cold, but it didn't rain. And I think because people are expecting the rain, like a lot of people weren't out. Our neighborhood's kind of quiet anyway, so we don't have a ton of trick-or-treaters. Like, we have some kids that live in our neighborhood, but we also have like a lot of old people in our neighborhood. So it's not like lots and lots of kids. So yeah, there were a lot of houses that didn't have their front porch light on, so we just skipped them.
Yeah, I didn't get like a crazy amount of candy like I have the past few years, but I still got a decent amount. I got a lot of chocolate because I think when I looked in the treat bag, whenever anyone just held out the bowl, I just kind of like saw a like fun size candy bar and just kind of automatically grabbed it.
Yeah, and a lot of people around here, because we don't get a ton of trick-or-treaters, they buy candy and then they give you a whole bunch of candy because there aren't very many trick-or-treaters. So when you do go to their house, like there are some houses that do the full-size candy bars.
There's one house every year that like lets you spin this thing that will tell you to do something to get candy, and then they'll have games inside.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really cool attempt to like go above and beyond, but there's one thing they always dread, and it's the spinner, because it'll say like dance or sing for candy or something else like that.
Yeah.
And I kind of dread that.
Yeah, so you want to tell our podcast listeners what you were for Halloween?
I was Dr. Strange.
Yeah, you were Dr. Strange, and Mom made you a really awesome costume.
For our church trunk or treat, I like dyed my hair black and had like white in the front.
Did you not do that for Halloween?
No, because Mom notice. Said that we need to have time to celebrate your birthday, too.
Oh, yeah, because we were kind of rushed for time, but cake and presents and ice cream and trick-or-treating.
Have we mentioned before on the podcast that your birthday is on Halloween?
I mentioned it about 3.6 minutes ago.
Oh. So
we did cake. I had a really cool cake. Like a friend of ours made the cake for us, and it was like a graveyard cake.
It looked professionally
it
made.
It looked super cool.
That person.
It had like a little fence around the graveyard, and it had gravestones that were made out of chocolate and like the grass and bones sticking up out of one of the graves.
We're kind of friends with that family. I think that person in particular knew how to do that because she's really good at art. Like last year and this year, we went to like a summer art camp that we did where we would go to her house and like do something fun. Like we made a wooden Jacob's ladder, and this one time we even we made pots or cups or whatever, and we'd like paint it, and then she would put in this like I think like something like a furnace, and it would like be all shiny.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of cool stuff there. So yeah, she's really good at art.
She's super talented, and the cake that she made was really cool. I think I might have tweeted it out. I can't remember if I did it like on the Talk to Dad account or on my personal account, but I think I'll tweet it out again so you can see what the cake looked like. But your Doctor Strange costume was awesome, and Mom made it. And I think a lot of people that saw it like it on Halloween or at the trunk or treat probably thought it was like this awesome costume that we bought, but it was really something that Mom made.
So yeah, like, Mom did.
The robe underneath it was a kimono that I brought home from Japan. Or maybe it was one that...
Wait, really? I thought she ordered it.
No, it was one that like either Aoi, so the Japanese girl who was staying with us last summer, either she brought it to us or I brought it home from Japan. I can't remember which one.
I thought she ordered it.
Yeah, it was just a little, like a summer kimono. which is called a yukata, from Japan. And then she made the coolest thing about the costume was the robe of levitation. And the robe of levitation... Stop doing that.
Oh, sorry.
The robe of levitation was really cool because it kind of hung on you.
Yeah.
So mom got the idea of like the corners of the robe in front were with these super strong magnets.
They were crazy strong.
And then there were super strong magnets like inside your clothes that were like keeping it, holding it on. So it looked like it was just kind of hanging on you. And it also kind of looked like it was flying up behind because she put some kind of stiff material and wire in it.
By the way, to demonstrate how strong those magnets are, they're like the small circular ones. I put one on top of the kitchen island edge and then one on the bottom, which the kitchen island edge is maybe like...
It's got like an
maybe
inch,
like an inch and a half.
Inch and a half or an inch of a quarter of granite.
It... The magnets can connect to each other through the granite.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's crazy.
When we were trying to figure out how to do the costume, we were thinking, I wonder if it'll work like through the clothes. It totally would have worked through the clothes because it'll do it through an inch and a half of granite.
I was able to like
it's
by inch,
crazy strong.
I was able to like by inch slowly. I was able to like get a water bottle off the counter by just like moving the magnet underneath to hit the water bottle off.
Yeah, we got to make sure we keep those magnets away from the podcasting equipment because it might make them all go screwy.
One thing that I never mentioned.
Erase our podcast while we're recording it.
One thing I never mentioned before about Halloween is, so for a while I convinced myself that I didn't like Snickers for some reason. And then I actually tried them and I was like, man, Snickers are really good. So I got
why did you convince yourself that you don't like Snickers?
I don't know, but I got, so now I have a ton of Snickers in my Halloween bag because like.
Snickers are good. They're one of the top, they're probably one of my top five candy bars for sure.
Yeah. Cause when I grabbed the candy out of the bowl, I just like saw like, I would just see, ooh, Snickers. And I ended up with way too many Snickers.
So top five Halloween candies.
Okay, these are not in order because I don't know how I'd order them.
All right, let's figure out top five in no particular order. Okay. Is Snickers one of them?
Yeah. Does right, Reese's so Peanut Butter Cups count, right?
Absolutely. Those are Halloween candy. So Snickers,
good.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
This is hard.
Can
maybe
I throw
Kit
out a
Kat?
Suggestion? Twix.
Yeah, Twix.
I think Twix are definitely in the top 10.
I really
Kit Kat, that you've only got one slot left.
This is going to sound dumb, but probably Three Musketeers, because...
So Three Musketeers.
I've been kind of meh.
This is not a spoiler, and we're going to talk about this later. Three Musketeers play a big role in Stranger Things 2.
I've been kind of meh about biting into candy with caramel in it, because when you get braces, you like don't really like caramel as much.
Because it sticks to your braces.
Unless it's with like other stuff, like Snickers. But, so, just biting into Three Musketeers is like, oh, yes, I can bite this and not worry about, like, picking it out.
So that's a pretty good list. Those are all chocolate. So what'd you say? Snickers, Three Musketeers, Twix. What were the other ones?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And Kit Kat. So that's a pretty good list. They're all chocolate. They're all come in fun size.
Actually, I think we'll...
All right, bottom five.
Wait. Just really quickly, I think I'll replace Kit Kat with... Heath, because I like the toffee.
Those are good. Yeah, those are good. That's a good choice. One that you might not think of immediately, and those are really good.
Yeah, they're underrated.
All right, bottom five Halloween candies.
Bottom five. I guess those Kit Kats we had to treat yourself aren't Halloween. So like the ones that you'd find at the bottom.
Can I make suggestions?
Okay.
Smarties.
Wait, I thought we were doing... I thought this was chocolate bars.
No, this is bottom five Halloween candies.
Oh, see, that's why I was choosing all chocolate.
Oh, I thought... No, I was just Halloween candy.
Okay.
But usually chocolate is the best, don't you think?
Yeah.
Are there any other Halloween candies that you would substitute for the candy bars?
Bottle caps are pretty good.
Bottle caps are kind of good. I don't know. I do like them, and I like the soda flavors, but I don't think I'd ever put them in the top five. I think I would wait and eat my chocolate first before I got to the bottle caps.
They're like sweet tarts, but slightly better, I'd say.
Yeah, I do think they're better than sweet tarts. All right, bottom five.
Okay, I actually kind of like
Smarties.
No, I actually kind of like Smarties.
They're definitely at the. You think about like when you're eating your candy and you're getting to like the last things that are remaining in your bag. It seems like Smarties are always some of the last ones left.
Not for me.
Yeah?
I'd say Starburst. For one thing, I just don't like chewing Starburst with braces and having my herps and stuff. So, yeah, Starbursts.
Have you ever? I saw these in the store today when I was with your mom. Have you ever seen the ones that are kind of like, they look kind of look like saltwater taffy, but they're like peanut butter peanut butter taffy. And you only see them at Halloween kind. And sometimes they're black and sometimes they're orange on the paper, the wrapper.
I don't think so.
I think they're called, I don't know what they're called. They're like peanut butter something or others. Those are pretty bad. I kind of like them in a bad way. Like they're so bad, they're good. But I would put those in the bottom five probably.
Oh, wait. Are they like the, like, it's kind of like caramel, but like peanut butter?
Yeah, and they look kind of like a saltwater taffy. Like they're the same shape as a saltwater taffy. But the wrappers are either orange or black. There's a word for them. I don't remember what that. There's a name for them, and I don't remember what they're called. But they're not that good. What else?
I don't know. I've never really been that picky with food.
What about Laffy Taffy? Would you put those?
Maybe.
A lot of people don't like the banana ones, but the banana ones are actually my favorite.
My least favorite chocolate might be like those fun-size Hershey's, just because they're just
boring. Yeah, just the Hershey. Just says Hershey on it.
Yeah. Dum Dums.
Dum Dums. Absolutely. I think those are bottom five.
I mean, okay. If someone were to give,
you're going
to
eat it eventually, but yeah, you're not going to eat it first.
If someone were to give me a Dum Dum, I'd be like, oh, cool. But in Halloween candy, no.
I think sweet tarts.
Higher expectations.
Sweet tarts, not that great. And you only get
like sweet tarts,
but they're in that flat little package. You only get like two or three of them.
Yeah. Although sometimes they come in like Smarty like packages. Bang for your buck. I really like those sweet tarts Skull and Bones. Have you tried those before?
I don't think so. Well, maybe I have. I don't know.
Yeah, but like in the shapes of these little skulls and bones, as you probably guessed. Let's see.
Anything that's like a heart. Oh, you know what's really bad?
What?
Like the Double Bubble or like Bazooka Joe. It's like that. It's bubble gum, but it's like super hard.
No, what
or
I
Pal bubble gum. Have you ever seen Pal?
What I hate is when I had those like Bazooka bubblegum pops. It's like the gum is really hard, and so is the lollipop. And it's like at first you see it and you're like, oh, cool, and then you eat it. It's like,
What about a Tootsie Roll?
Yeah.
I kind of like them, but I think they're probably bottom.
Yeah,
bottom
I used to really like Tootsie Rolls, but like in Halloween candy. And plus, they're one of those things that's just like kind of a pain to chew with braces.
Yeah, and you're not going to, they're not going to be the first thing that you're going to get.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. And I really go for those, like, popcorn bags. There's always a popcorn bag.
Yeah, so you were Doctor Strange, and maybe I'll post a picture of you. Your costume looked awesome.
Yeah. Mom did a great job.
And I took a really good picture of you in it, so maybe I'll post that. The other thing, so you were Doctor Strange. Mom was Wonder Woman. She had kind of just a Wonder Woman. It was kind of like a T-shirt with a cap on it. Or a cape on it.
Yeah, and she had like Wonder Woman logo. Wrist things.
Yeah, the wristbands and the little tiara. I was the old Flash, so the Golden Age of Comics Flash, Jay Garrick.
Everyone recognized you.
Yeah, it was really funny. When I was at the church party, I didn't expect like kids to know who Jay Garrick was, but I guess they all watched the TV show, and he was in season two. Right?
At the end of season two and in season three.
Yeah, so they all thought it was cool and they liked it, and they all recognized me and even knew what my name was. But Henry was the younger Flash, the Barry Allen Flash. So we were like a pair of Flashes, like two generations of the Flash, and that was fun.
That was cool. The only person that didn't recognize you that I can remember is like while we were trick-or-treating, and these people seemed like really nice people, but they're like maybe 40 or 50, and they said, ah, Thor, nice. There's always people who don't recognize your costume.
Because I had the little wings that come off. So it's kind of like a silver World War I helmet, but then it's got gold wings that come off the side, like Mercury, right?
Yeah.
From Roman and Greek mythology. But yeah, people thought for some reason it was Thor, because Thor has a helmet that's got wings coming off of it.
I was guessing that two different people would think that I was Dracula. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Or like at least one
or
person
just
would.
Like
two
magician.
People did.
A couple people thought I think you one were person, just like a wizard or something.
I think one person said that I was a sorcerer.
Yeah.
Which that's
sorcerer
pretty close.
Or wizard. Which, yeah, Doctor Strange is a wizard or a sorcerer, kind of.
Yeah, he's like
so
a
that's
weird,
not so far off.
The worst time was when I was a lot younger, like maybe 10 or 11. Maybe even 9, probably not. But I was this villager costume, and I had like this brown robe, and I had this like cardboard box head for a for the villager head from Minecraft.
Yeah.
Someone said that I was a box troll.
I was like looking at the pictures of that the other day. They came up on my like Facebook feed, and that was a pretty cool costume. You looked just like the villagers on Minecraft, but if you had never played Minecraft before, no one would know what you were.
Yeah. Also, I remember the box like just sliding around on my head, and it was being super irritating.
Yeah.
Apparently, my friend had like this Woody costume once that was super duper like crazy irritating.
Yeah. So now Halloween is over. It's November now. I've got a question for you. Is it now Christmas season?
No.
When Halloween is over, do we go right into Christmas season?
Nope.
You don't think so?
Nope.
I used to not think so. I used to think, well, you got to get much closer to Thanksgiving. When you get to Thanksgiving, then it's the holiday season. But now I'm kind of coming around to the idea that as soon as Halloween's over, you might as well just go right into Christmas. And I keep thinking, we got to get our Christmas tree up.
Mm-mm.
Gotta put up our Christmas tree, put up our Christmas lights.
I don't think so.
No. What do you have against Christmas?
Well, holiday yeah, creep? I like Christmas, but people need to stop starting in like February.
Well, February would be bad, but we're in November.
Yeah, but I mean,
November
people,
is just a month.
That was a huge
December.
Exaggeration. But people need to stop starting it so early.
It's like next month. It's not that far away.
Like, what about Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is a fun holiday. Okay?
Thanksgiving is part of the holidays. It's a major holiday.
I wouldn't say
it's a food holiday, obviously.
I wouldn't say it's like the holidays. I'd say the holidays are like Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, maybe even like Kwanzaa and Hanukkah.
No, Valentine's Day doesn't count. It's Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and then the other like, you know.
No, I think that Valentine's Day counts.
No, the holidays are over by the time Valentine gets here.
Mm.
And Valentine's Day is kind of a lame one, personally, that's what I think.
Well, it has some fun things. It doesn't give out as much, you don't get as much food as the other ones, although you still get food.
I think one of the reasons why I've been like thinking that it's already the holiday season is because like you're William.
Yeah.
Are you William?
Yes. No, I'm
There's
Henry.
Another kid in this house. That's the one. Henry. Henry and Phoebe have been practicing Christmas songs on the piano.
So have I.
And you have too?
Yeah.
See, I was right the first time.
It's just...
William, Henry, and Phoebe have all been practicing Christmas songs on the piano. And when I hear that sort of in the background, it just sort of triggers me to think that it's the holiday season.
Yeah. Ooh, can we talk about All Region?
Yes, let's talk about that. So, orchestra, you went to a whole bunch of boot camps, which were like kind of teaching sessions.
I had...
Practiced a whole bunch, and you tried out for All Region Orchestra. Just as a reminder, you play the viola.
Yeah, my all region teacher, my private lesson teacher even helped me with it.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell us what were all region tryouts like?
So I've already done this once before last year, and I almost made it into it.
Yeah, you came really close to make it, but didn't make it.
So it's like you go into this high school, you warm up for like a half an hour to an hour, and then when they call your group name, you line up and you walk to the audition room, sit down.
How many people are in the group?
Like maybe 20 or 25. So you go into the room, you sit down, the instructor gives you instructions, and they'll call off like segments of each piece that you did. And they'll give you like a minute to warm up. This one time the instructor...
And you're behind a curtain, right? Because it's a blind audition?
Well,
the judges
are behind the curtain.
Oh, the judges. Well, that makes sense. That's probably easier to do it that way.
Yeah, this one time she forgot to tell us to warm up, and then like about 75% of the people in the room just raised their hand. And she's like, "Oh, sorry, warm up." I think one thing. So now I always think about this whenever I think of auditions is falafel, and
yeah.
It's not just this year. It's like. Because the first year that we did auditions, we ate falafel before, and now whenever I think of the songs that we played for my first auditions, I think of falafel.
So falafel, for people who don't know, is a Middle Eastern food, and it's made of like chickpeas and spices and other stuff, and they kind of mash it into a ball and then deep fry it. And the first time you ever had falafel was last year when you tried out for All Region, and it was in Plano, Texas, and it was at the Plano High School, and there, not too far, maybe like a mile away from the high school, there was a store, a restaurant called Flawful and Stuff or something, or Flawful and More. And I remember, like, I took you down to the audition, and we hadn't had lunch yet, and I was like, hey, do you want some falafel? And you were like, what is falafel?
Yeah, I thought that it was some sort of either, like, Mexican dish, because it kind of sounded like fajitas for some reason, or, like, some sort of cleaning material. But, yeah, falafel sandwiches are, like, they're probably on my list of my favorite sandwiches, because especially the bread is really good. It's like a...
Yeah, so you try falafel for the first time.
It's like a Middle Eastern burrito.
It's like a flatbread, usually like a pita or a just kind of a...
Yeah, it's shaped like a burrito, but much wider.
Yeah.
This time, we went to this falafel place that, like, it looked like a house from the outside
the inside. It was a different school this time, but there was a place, there was a Middle Eastern restaurant on the way, kind of between our house and where the auditions were, and we went to a place called Hidari's. And it's kind of in this cool old house where, like, they've turned it into a restaurant. And, like, the dining rooms are, like, the rooms of the old house.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Yeah, so you just get to sit in, like, any room. Yeah, it was really good.
So now we have a tradition. Because if you do things two times in a row, it's a tradition. Especially if it involves food.
Yeah.
So now we have a tradition that every time before you do all region tryouts, we have to go get falafel right before.
We have a lot of food traditions.
Yeah. So how did the audition turn out?
Wait, but really quickly, just to end the subject.
Sure.
If you haven't had a falafel sandwich, you need to try them because they're delicious.
Yeah, try a falafel sandwich and thank us.
Yeah. Yeah, the audition, after the audition on Monday... No, actually, on Monday, Miss Dang wasn't there. We had a substitute, so we didn't figure it out. But on Tuesday, I went to science tutorials because I had to finish something. And the kid to the left of me was like, hey, good job. And I was like, wait, what? He was like, oh, yeah, good job. I'm making it all region. And I was like, wait, what? And then... Thank you.
Our studio audience is very proud of you.
And he was like, yeah, you got into all region. You didn't know? I think there was, like, a sectional that I missed that day, but I'm going to every other day. I mean, all the other days, like...
And also, I think, like, maybe your teacher didn't announce it, because we kept waiting. Usually she'll send out emails.
Yeah.
But apparently there was a website you could check somewhere. I didn't know how to find it, but Phoebe's orchestra teacher in high school, so the high school orchestra teacher knew how to check it, and Phoebe asked her to check it, and so Phoebe told us. That's how I found out.
Yep.
It's from Phoebe's orchestra teacher.
This one person who I'm, like, semi-friends with in orchestra, she was really mad because she, like, almost made... And she was kind of irritated because she, like, almost made it, but there's no, like, alternates for violas.
Yeah.
Our orchestra director, she ordered 40, like, half-size symphony bars, which, by the way, if you're ever rewarded, like, candy-related... In some sort of music class, like 9 out of 10 times they'll give you a symphony bar.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a small candy. Apparently, like, she ordered 40 symphony bars, and the people that, the person on the other line was like, wait, what? because this year she made all the orchestra students audition. So she gave all of us symphony bars for auditioning. And
she gave it to everybody who auditioned, whether you made it or not, right?
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of violinists that got alternates, but apparently if you're a violinist, then if you're an alternate, there's like a 50-50 chance that you'll be performing.
Oh, really? Because there's a lot more violins that make it, I think.
There was a cellist, too. This person's in sixth grade, but got a second cello. And this person's in sixth grade and in the top orchestra. Like, yeah, that's really impressive.
That is really impressive. So it's actually pretty impressive that you made the all region, because there's a lot of schools and a lot of students in our region and a whole bunch of people auditioned. So the chances of getting are kind of small. So good job on that.
Thank you. The funny thing is, the truth is I didn't practice every single day, but when I did practice, I practiced like a ton because like, basically, if I think, oh man, I gotta do this, then a lot of times it's like hard to get that away. So I ended up practicing like five times. On the days that I would practice, I ended up practicing like five times more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also just like pluck it in orchestra, or like whenever we were warming up, I'd play it.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of help from like private lessons and boot camps.
So a couple other things. I feel like we should give a Maisie update. I think Maisie needs her own drop. So when we do Maisie News, we can do a drop.
We should just have a segment for Maisie News. We should have her,
like when she's barking or something, we can record it and we can do a Maisie drop. But so Maisie update. Maisie's favorite thing these days is playing fetch. I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
So like whenever you sit on the couch, she will grab one of her toys and come up and like press it against your leg. She wants you to grab it from her and throw it.
What she does,
and then she'll just do that for like hours if you let her. Until she gets tired.
And what she does is she'll walk up to you with the treat and then, or with the chew toy, and she'll like intentionally drop it on you. And if you don't pick it up, then she'll run towards it, and then she'll like drop it for herself and then run towards it.
Yeah, so if you're a new listener, we should probably explain that Maisie is your little sister. Not really. Maisie is our dog. She's a small Boston Terrier. She's really cute. But lately, one of the problems with playing fetch with her is she doesn't just want to play fetch. She wants to like play tug of war too. So she wants to like fight you for the toy. But lately, when she brings me the toy, when I grab the toy, I say, Maisie, be nice. Maisie, be nice. And when I say that, she lets go of it. So I've kind of got her trained where she won't fight you for the toy, which is kind of nice because sometimes she gets a little aggressive, a little bit bitey.
Oh, I heard you saying that. I didn't ask for that.
We have to teach her to be not bitey. So when I say be nice, she'll drop it and then she'll get excited because she knows you're going to throw it.
Yeah.
So she doesn't, I mean, I don't know. It's not any worse for her because she still enjoys the fetching part.
I think that and walks are the two things that she really likes doing with
us. Oh, yeah. She gets super excited. We don't take her for walks as often as we should, but she gets super excited for walks.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, she does run around a lot, so...
She does. She loves to run around.
She loves walks, and, like, if we get out her, like, little doggy vest, then she'll, like, start, like, jumping up and down and get really excited.
Yeah. And then the other thing I want to talk about before we move on to the news is Stranger Things 2.
It is good.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that this is a spoiler-free discussion. But I think there's a lot of stuff we can talk about without giving away any spoilers.
Yeah, I would say...
One thing I do want to tell you, this is a little bit of a confession on my part. I'm ahead of you. Mm-hmm. I've been watching ahead with Mom, and it is really, really good. It gets really good.
How
and
many
it
episodes
gets
have you seen?
Really scary. I think I'm on a... I think we watched episode 5 last night.
Would you say it's scarier than season 1?
I don't know. I mean, season 1 had some pretty scary parts, but season 2 has some pretty scary parts, too. So one of the things I like about it is it's the same characters, but there are more characters. So the characters, you get more of their backstory and the characters have expanded a little bit. Like, so in season 1, like you knew a lot about Mike and his family and Will and his family, but this season you find out about Dustin and his family and Lucas and his family, and
yeah,
it introduces some new characters. And I kind of like that, just getting to know the characters better because I really
a bit
like
more
the characters. The creepiness is a little bit bigger. Like there's more to it, kind of more layers to it.
Yeah,
the
first
just season
like
you really don't know that
house.
Much about the Upside Down and the monster. But this time it's like you find out more about the Upside Down and more about the creepiness.
Yeah, in the first season, the creepiness is more like just them like walking into a house and flickering lights, which it's still scary. But I think season 2 has a really cool monster, very scary.
Yeah.
And I think it's better than season 1 so far. Like, that's just my opinion.
You
overall.
Also find out more about Eleven, which is pretty cool. Mm. So that's fun. Speaking of Eleven, I've got something we can listen to. The actress Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Eleven, was on The Tonight Show, and she did a rap that was a recap of season 1. Do you want to listen to it?
Okay, spoilers.
It's pretty good. So if you haven't watched all of season 1, there might be mild spoilers for season 1. Not really big spoilers. I can't decide. I listened to this earlier today, and I can't decide whether it's totally awesome or totally cringy. It's kind of a little bit of both. But I'm going to play it so you can decide for yourself. Let's try it. Let's see if this works.
Hey! Hey!
All right, so she's going again.
Millie Bobby Brown, Stranger Things, Season 1 Recap. Make some noise!
Let's go back to Indiana circa 1983, just for boys in the basement chilling playing D&D.
Yeah, I don't
Lucas,
know
there was Willie while he's riding on his bike. Yikes! That's when they met me alive. I had no hair on my head. I had been so close to dead. Courtesy of Dr. Brenner, who's hunting me 24/7. Joyce was hanging Christmas lights in the web. Started hearing something Willie had said. This could be a message from the beyond. What happened to Barb? She's just gone in the upside down. Hoppers on top of the case. Well, I'm throwing bands into space. I'm lying down in a tank, trying my best to find Willie. And Dustin's got put in for days. Demogorgon's getting all in my way. Blasting to pieces just like a grenade. Will's now at home, cuffing slugs in the sink. What happened to me? I'm in the upside down. What about now? The saga continues. Tune in to see how. Upside down. What about now? The saga continues. Tune in to see how. All I need is my Eggo waffles. I'm in love with those. What I'm left with when I use my powers is a bloody nose. Yeah. Bad news when you see that bloody nose. Yeah. Bad news when you see that bloody nose.
Millie Bobby Brown, everybody.
I agree with you. I don't know if I like that or not.
She's a pretty good rapper. I'll give her credit.
Yeah.
I don't know if she wrote that rap, but she is a pretty good rapper.
I don't know whether to like that or not.
I kind of like it. I think it was worth sharing with the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So season two of Stranger Things, it's really, really good. That's the one thing I know for sure. So how many episodes are there? Like eight?
I thought there were seven, but the seventh one's really long.
Maybe there's seven or eight. And I'm already at episode five, and it's super entertaining. But I love the first season too. So it's really hard for me to say like which one I like better or even which one's scarier. I don't know. I like them a lot.
I've only seen two episodes of season two, but so far I think I would say that season two is better.
Season two is a lot of fun. And it's like, for me, I'm not a huge horror. I've talked about this before on the podcast. I'm not a huge horror fan, like horror movies. Not that I hate them. There are some really good horror movies. And this is horror, but for some reason I really like, it's like the right amount of scary that makes it just really fun.
Yeah.
It's never like so scary or icky that you just go, shudder. I don't want to have anything to do with that again. It's like a fun amount of scary.
Yeah. Although I have to admit, I used to think the horror movies are just like scary all throughout until I saw like The Sixth Sense and the others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some movies are like, they slowly build the suspense. It's kind of fun when they're that way.
Sixth Sense is the scariest that I've seen.
All right. I do have some news stories.
I better get to that.
Yeah. All right. Let's do some news.
Now your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
Okay, in Wales. Do you know where Wales is?
Yeah, they're these like big ocean creatures. No, just kidding. That wasn't funny. It's a part of Great Britain.
Yes, it is part of Great Britain. It is to the west of England. Is Wales? It's where they filmed Doctor Who. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Cardiff is in Wales, and that's where they film most of Doctor Who. In Wales, along the beach, dozens of octopuses, and the headline does say octopuses, have been found mysteriously crawling onto the beach. So all these octopuses are coming out onto the beach. Says dozens of octopuses were spotted. This is from the International Business Times. Dozens of octopuses were spotted emerging from the ocean every night for the past few days along the Welsh coast in what is being touted as a rare occurrence. As many as 25 curled octopuses were seen three nights in a row, including Friday at the new Quay Beach in Carrington. Whale place names are really hard to say because Welsh is a weird language. Ceredigion in West Wales. Brett Stone's the owner of Seymour Dolphin Watching Boat Trips, which runs dolphin tours in Cardigan Bay, told the BBC that he saw octopuses as he returned from his day at sea and added that it was unusual for them to come onto land. It was a bit like an end of days scenario, he said. There were probably 20 or 25 on the beach. I've never seen them out of the water like that. And I saw pictures of this. They're like big octopuses with the big heads and stuff, like really large octopuses, not like little tiny ones, but big ones. And they were crawling out onto the beach.
Octopi are really smart.
He says, maybe they were getting confused by the bright lights in New Quay Harbor, or maybe they were dying off after the summer of getting knackered before the recent storms. They said that this area got hit by a bunch of storms, including there was Ophelia, which was an Atlantic typhoon, came through Britain. And they think maybe that these big storms kind of messed up the octopuses.
Wait, I thought it was only called typhoon if it was on the southern hemisphere.
Maybe you're right. But for some reason, I don't think that they were called hurricanes. Maybe it was a hurricane.
Yeah,
is it Hurricane Ophelia?
Or yeah. We just did our
Ophelia.
It's hurricane. But we just did our hurricane unit. Or weather unit.
But there were all kinds of pictures. Maybe I'll post some to Instagram or Twitter. Of these giant octopuses. And some people were like tweeting it out on social media and saying, you need to go to the beach. And if you see them, like pick them up and put them back into the water. Because if they go too far onto land, they'll die. And they don't know why they're doing this because there's no reason for them to. They can't survive very well outside the water. And they'll dry up. And there's no like food source for them on the water or outside the water. So usually they will swim in like the tide pools among the rocks. They don't know why they're coming up on the land, so some helpful people were like picking them up and putting them back into the water. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. By the way, I think my favorite octopus story is the one about the octopus that like crawled out of its tank, dodged security cameras, and then ate the fish in the other tank.
Yes, they mentioned that actually in this article. They say this is not the first time octopuses have been coming onto land. In 2011, an octopus was filmed crawling over dry land at the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve in San Mateo County, California. And then they also say in 2016, Inky the octopus, which resided in the National Aquarium in New Zealand, crawled across the room and disappeared down a drain pipe into the sea. And that's the one you're talking about, like the octopus that escaped down the drain pipe, which always makes me think of Finding Nemo.
Yeah, or Finding Dory.
Yeah, I think in Finding Nemo, there was like an octopus that was always trying to escape.
I thought it was Finding Dory.
I was in the first one because I haven't seen Finding Dory.
Oh, well, I was also in Finding Dory.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway.
I guess since this has to do with like animals being extremely smart, the person who guest starred on the podcast, Ben, has birds and cats recently and fish, all the animals that are eaten by cats. Apparently, their bird like escaped their cage and they figured out that the only way the bird could have had done that was the bird would have had to have, like, stacked certain objects to get up to the door and escape.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So do you want to read your story?
Okay, this is a really important story. Macron's dog Nemo caught peeing on presidential fireplace.
And this is President of France, Emmanuel Macron.
Yeah. It says, even presidential pets show the occasional disdain for pomp and protocol. Nemo, the young dog adopted this year by Francis Emmanuel Macron, was caught on camera relieving himself on a glided fireplace in the Elysee Palace behind a group of junior ministers meeting with the president. So
this big fancy palace, big fancy fireplace that's like covered in gold, and the dog just comes up and pees on it. Because that's how dogs are.
Now it's even more covered.
No respect.
Now it's even more covered in gold. I'm just saying. He's doing something quite exceptional, Laughing Macron said. Asked by junior minister for housing Julien de Normandie?
Could be.
Yeah, whether it was something that happened often, Macron added, no, you've triggered some completely unusual behavior in my dog. Sorry.
That's the thing about dogs. So even if they're housebroken, they might just up and pee on your house someday.
Yeah. Nemo, a black Labrador Griffin cross, was adopted by Macron and his wife Bridget from a shelter home in August.
It's kind of a funny looking dog, too. I might post some pictures. It's kind of got a funny face.
Yeah.
So President Macron's dog peed on the palace while he was holding a meeting.
Yeah, very important story.
Very important news story. We always try to cover the most important news stories of the day, and so we didn't want to miss that one.
I know we don't really like to talk about politics on the podcast.
I've got another couple of stories that are also extremely important. Really hard-hitting news. One has to do with if you plan on taking a vacation to Hawaii and you're in the city of Honolulu. Honolulu came up last podcast, didn't it? What was the story about Honolulu last podcast?
Spam.
Oh, yeah. thieves were stealing spam from Honolulu stores. This is a story about Honolulu saying, if you go to Honolulu, be careful crossing the street, because if you text while you cross the street, you could get a ticket. They passed a law saying it was the largest city in the United States to make it illegal for people to look at their cell phones, tablets, or video games while crossing a road or highway. It remains to be seen how the law can be enforced on an island that draws tourists from across the globe. The tourism industry is trying to educate visitors, but a smattering of tourists interviewed Wednesday, the day the law took effect, said they had no clue. Amy Pulowski, who was visiting from Phoenix, had not heard about the new restrictions on mobile device. She says, it seems as though the enforcement aspect would be quite difficult and almost that the government efforts would be better spent with a law prohibiting drivers from being on their phones while driving, which I'm sure they do anyway.
Oh, boy.
Perhaps pedestrians are using a navigation device, which is helping them navigate Waikiki or Honolulu.
Maybe then they could stop people from like catching Pokemon on highways or four-way intersections.
Also, okay, so even if you're using the map, and I'm probably as guilty as this about doing this as anybody, but if you, even if you're using the map, you can look at the map, know that you have to cross the street, put your phone away, cross the street, and then pick it up again when you get across the street. It's not a bad idea to be looking around while you're crossing a street, just for your own safety. The Hawaii officials say, or Honolulu officials say, they did not pass this law to target tourists. They actually did it in part because there was a high school with nearly 2,500 students on a busy highway, and they were concerned about the safety of the high school. They said that lots of the high school students were jaywalking and crossing against traffic lights and using electronic devices while crossing, and they were concerned about them. So that's who the law is really supposed to target. So if you take a vacation to Hawaii, be careful about using your phone while you're crossing the street, or you might get a ticket. One last really important hard-hitting news story. There is now in Youngstown, Ohio, everybody came together to break a world's record. You want to guess what world's record they broke?
Wait, where was it?
Youngstown, Ohio. At Youngstown State University, to be more precise.
Fidget spinners?
No, but that's a good guess. They broke the record for the most people in penguin costumes.
What?
972 people in penguin costumes gathered together and waddled into world history, according to the Valley... What is this? I don't even know what this is called. The Valley Express or something like that, the local newspaper. It says, nearly 1,000 students, alumni, and community members of Youngstown State University broke the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as penguins.
Club Penguin has risen from the dead.
Yes. The event, which celebrated Youngstown State's 50th anniversary as a state university, aimed to unite students, alumni, and employees, and everyone in the greater Youngstown community. The goal was achieved with 972 penguins. Do you want to know what the previous world record was? There was a previous world record.
What?
How many do you want to guess? So it had to be less than 972.
I'd say like 800 something.
The previous was set in London, England on November 12th, 2015 with 624 penguins.
Oh.
This is the type of world record that seems like it's not really that hard to break. You just have to get a whole bunch of people together.
Yeah.
Dressed like penguins.
They must have known about the previous one, I'm guessing.
There's a bunch of pictures of the people, and it looks like a lot of them had the same costume.
Oh, boy.
Question. Why do so many of them had red bow ties? What? Penguins don't actually wear bow ties.
The only thing I can think of, and this is too obscure, but there's like this one Five Nights at Freddy's fan game with an animatronic penguin with a bow tie. That's all I can think of.
I think maybe the reason that penguins are often shown wearing bow ties is because their coloring kind of looks like a tuxedo. In fact, tuxedos are sometimes called by slang a penguin suit. So, and tuxedos usually wear a bow tie with, so I don't know. Penguins, tuxedos, bow ties, it all kind of goes together.
Yeah, they could do most people wearing dog costumes, and then they would just think they're having a furry convention.
Yeah.
There was a person who did like these crazy things, like reading the all the words in the dictionary in one sitting or counting to 100,000 in one sitting. This person also did a live stream of spinning a fidget spinner for 24 hours straight.
That's crazy.
But the problem was they weren't...
Did he not get any world records for that?
Well, he wasn't trying to do a world record. And then later he actually tried to set it. And he actually... I think he like fell asleep a little and then it hit his neck. So he only did it for like 10 hours. But...
Is there a world record?
He said he still broke the world record with 10 hours. But yeah,
that's a long time to play with a fidget spinner.
Yeah, he just kept it spinning first for 24 hours and for 10 hours.
Let's do... Let's do some would you rather, and we've talked about it before. Would you rather is kind of a combination of a hypothetical and either or. So we play a combination drop. What I just said was only,
oh yeah, either or. Oh, it's nice cutting.
Let's do, so let me pull up the would you rather app. The first one that came up, would you rather go swimming with sharks or go swimming with alligators?
That's hard. I'd say they look scarier, but the one that's probably more safe is sharks.
I think I would say sharks too, because with sharks, you're just in the ocean, right?
Also, what kind of sharks? Like those little small sharks?
Yeah, it could be like nurse sharks. Nurse sharks won't hurt you. There are a lot of sharks that won't hurt you.
Or like those aquarium, or like those like pet sharks that are just like, they're smaller.
And I don't think sharks like really in... tend to eat people. I think they just like if they think you're a seal or something.
I think great white sharks are still risky. Even though they don't kill a lot of people, I think they harm much more people than they kill.
Yeah.
And also they're just scary.
The ocean's big and the sharks can go away. I think alligators though, there's something really creepy about alligators because alligators, they grab onto you and then they pull you down under. Roll you around until you die, and then they, like, stow you somewhere.
This one time, didn't mom, like, leave, like, one of her children and, like, somewhere for, like, a few seconds, and, like, the alligator tried to, like, go up to the child or something like that.
Like in a zoo or something?
Well, it was, like, behind some... The alligator was, like, in front of something, but,
I
like...
I remember something vaguely about that. I think it was at a... Some kind of a zoo, right?
Yeah. Or like,
and like it opened its mouth or something.
Kind of like that one trip video of the tiger.
Like behind a glass wall or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, kind of like that one trip video of like the lion or tiger like running up to a person behind glass.
Yeah. Do you want to know who voted for what?
Okay.
So we both said shark and 56 agreed with us. 56%. Only 44% said alligators.
Oh, I thought the majority would be alligators just because sharks look scary.
Alligators kind of freak me out. I don't know. Maybe they're not as dangerous, but they freak me out.
I mean, great white sharks are pretty creepy, though. Like, just looking at them.
Yeah. All right. Here's a pretty good one. Would you rather have superpowers or have super gadgets? So another way to ask this is, would you rather be like Superman or Batman? Right?
Superpowers.
Superpowers, it kind of depends on what the superpower is, but I guess they're not going to tell us.
I would love to shape into anything like Jake from Adventure Time. That superpower always sounded amazing.
I guess here's the thing, like if you have superpowers, you can always get super gadgets. But if you have super gadgets, that doesn't mean you just automatically get superpowers. So I think you're right about that. Let's see what everyone voted for. 77% said have superpowers.
Yeah.
All right, let's just do a few more and then we'll move on to our last segment. Would you rather have everything you eat be blended into a milkshake or always have to have at least 8 layers of clothing on? That's a weird one, huh?
How thick do the layers have to be?
Doesn't say, just 8 layers. So like right now I'm wearing an undershirt and a t-shirt, underpants and pajama pants.
Oh, yeah.
Because I class it up for the podcast. So I've got 2 layers. I've only got 2 layers on right now. Oh. So I would have to have 6 more layers.
Yeah, I'm going to say the milkshake one.
Everything you eat, including like pizzas and hamburgers, be blended into a milkshake.
I could figure out something.
I am going to say the 8 layers of clothing because I just really like food. But let's see who voted for what. 74% agreed with you and said they'd rather have everything they eat blended into a milkshake. Only 26 agreed with me about the 8 layers of clothing.
I mean, can you imagine those like, or that like month in Texas where the temperatures are over 100 degrees?
Yeah, that would be pretty rough. You'd have to find the thinnest clothing you could.
Yeah, how thin would it have to be?
Pretty thin. I'm looking for another good one. Some of these aren't as good. Would you rat? No, I don't like that one. Let's move on.
I remember there's this one that was like, would you rather count to a million or cut off your arm?
Ooh, this is a dark one.
Ooh, okay.
Would you rather lose your hands or lose your eyesight?
I'd say lose my hands. I could get like those really cool mechanical ones.
That's rough.
That can feel. Also, then I could... I have to live with it.
Ooh, I think you're... That's hard. If it was only one hand, I think it'd be easy. But both hands? That's tough.
Well, I'm assuming they could get like hooks or mechanical hands.
You could. You could get some sort of a prosthetic. But it would never be quite the same, right? You could never play an instrument again. Right?
Unless it's those really cool ones.
Yeah. All right.
Also, you can't play...
This one was pretty close. Only 47% said lose your hands. 53% said lose your eyesight.
Also, you can't play an instrument if you can't see. I'm thinking of the thinking man meme.
Here's one. Would you rather be Gandalf or Dumbledore?
Dumbledore.
You think? I think I'd rather be Gandalf. But 54% agree with you, and they'd
rather
be Dumbledore.
Then again, then I'd die. Can we just cut out the idea of dying?
Well, they both end up dying eventually.
Oh.
I think.
Also, if you're Dumbledore, you can live 46. To be like a billion years old.
They both lived really old, but 46% said Gandalf and 54% said Dumbledore, because I think that Harry Potter is a little bit more popular than Lord of the Rings, at least among young people. Mm-hmm. All right, so that is Would You Rather. What I just said was only, oh yeah, either or. All right, William, there's just one last thing to do on the podcast.
I wonder what it is.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Henry, do you want to join us for Treat Yourself?
Sure, what do we have?
All right, Henry is joining us over on mic number 3. How's it going, Henry?
Good.
Yeah, did you get your homework done?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, for Treat Yourself... Today, I went, during my lunch break with Mom, went to World Market and bought international cookies, or as they say in other countries, biscuits. International biscuits. And the thing that makes me laugh a lot, do you know what some biscuits, so biscuits is what they're called in England, right? Mm-hmm. They don't call them cookies, they call them biscuits.
Yeah.
Here we think of a biscuit as being like something you have. Here we think of biscuits as being like things you eat with like biscuits and gravy or like a breakfast biscuit, right?
Yeah, very different.
Yeah.
I like these. Different. In England, they have these biscuits that are called digestives.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that sound like not appealing?
Yeah.
No.
These are milk chocolate digestives, though, and they actually look pretty delicious.
And again, I'm sure other people...
So these are McVitie's digestives.
I'm sure, unless these are in other countries, I'm sure Australians and... English people think that Jawbreakers is pretty messed up, like the name.
And McVitie's digestives are from England, Great Britain. We've also got Lazzaroni Amaretti cookie snaps. These are from Italy.
Sounds good. I'm guessing the digestives are like crumbly.
Oh, they're kind of crispy. And then we have, and I don't even know how to pronounce these. Delici?
Can I see them?
Yes, they're cookies that have, they say they're Delici. Orange European biscuits.
Delici?
See if I can get a country
Delici.
Here.
Delici.
Yeah, it's D-E-L-I-C-J-E. I'm trying to figure out where these come from Delici. Exactly.
They're orange flavored.
They're made in Poland.
So
we're
going to
try three different Delici. International cookies. One from Poland.
They're all European,
one from
right?
England and one from Italy.
European or Europe knows its stuff with treats like this.
All right. Let's try the orange Polish cookies first. Oh, there was a different way to open it, and that's not what I did. All right. I'm going to pass this around. Don't eat it yet. I'm going to silence the mic so we don't get horrible chewing.
Smells good.
Into the mic.
What are these?
Orange European biscuits. So they're chocolate. They've got orange in the middle. And then they have a cookie layer at the bottom.
they didn't really smell as good as they tasted. They smelled sort of weird, but at first I was like, eh, this doesn't taste that good. But then I got used to it, and I was like, hey, it's sort of like an orange gummy bear with chocolate around it.
I think they smell better than they taste.
The orange stuff tastes like an orange stick, and the cookie part is kind of soft, like a cake.
Yeah, it's like this jelly stuff. And I don't know, I think it's okay, because there's something very off about the orange jelly.
I think it's delicious. Definitely delicious.
I could go either way, but I'm going to side with Henry and say that it's delicious.
Yum, 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 delicioso!
And William says that they're just...
Was that a new delicioso drop?
It was. A brand new delicioso drop.
It's even cleaner.
All right, which one should we try next? Should we try the cookie snaps, the Italian cookie snaps, or the English digestives?
Let's try the cookie snaps, because it probably won't leave as much of a taste in our mouth.
Okay, and these are, I'm assuming these, they look like ginger snaps. But they're amaretti, which usually is an almond flavor. They look like ginger snaps. Maybe they're just almond flavored, though.
Almond ready.
Ooh, they smell good. They definitely have a almond flavor smell.
Almond flavor is pretty good.
Yeah.
Even though almonds themselves are nasty.
They're great. Almonds themselves are great.
Maybe just because I have them.
I'm going to pass these around, then I'm going to mute the mics.
Yep.
All right, what do we think of amaretti cookies?
It tastes like failed macarons that are made at home.
Yeah, it tastes like, except even worse than that. Okay, basically, all you have to do is get, nail polish and a giant piece of dog food.
You know what I think? You know what I think? I think that they are.
Yum, 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 delicioso!
I really like these.
I actually agree. I agree, they're good, but...
They taste, this is going to sound weird, but they taste like Jergen lotion smells.
Yeah.
Sort of.
And they're super crunchy.
I mean, they do taste like they do taste like failed macarons, but that doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. They're like crazy crunchy. They're way more crunchy than I expected. I expected them to be maybe like ginger snaps crunchy.
Oh my gosh, they William, smell like Jergens.
They're really crunchy.
They do, don't they? So William thinks they're delicious. Also, what about you, Henry?
Gross.
Gross, really?
Like Jergens.
Ew, seriously?
That is so gross.
So very split decision on that.
It tastes like Jergens?
William
what?
And I think they're delicious.
Jergens, the Jergen hand lotion.
Oh. You know, the kind of Jergen lotion that smells like almond. Mm. All right, so the last one we're going to try are the digestives from England.
Oh,
I just like the name.
I like saying digestives. I know, that's so unappealing. Like, you don't want to think about digesting your food.
The fact that the wrapper is...
Brown
yeah. And like salami shaped
digestives. All right, I'm gonna mute the mics.
Okay,
I would say they're like Keebler cookies, but whiter, like those chocolate Keebler cookies.
So McVitie's digestives. Henry says they're delicious.
Yeah, William?
They're
very
exactly
simple.
Like those like disc shaped Keebler cookies with a hole in them. I'd say they're delicious. I would definitely snack on them.
I also say they're delicious.
Yeah. Delicioso.
One of the things that makes them so delicious is the chocolate. It is really good chocolate.
Yeah,
the cookie itself kind of has interesting texture to it.
It's sort of crumbly.
It's exactly like
crunchy.
Keebler. That isn't exactly like Keebler.
What do you mean? Keebler makes lots of different kinds of cookies.
I mean, like
so
the
I'm not sure which ones you're talking about.
The like ones with
the ones that
half
don't have
of it
enough
is chocolate, and it's like
the fudge.
Those
stripes.
Don't have enough chocolate.
Yeah, it has like a hole in it, so it's like donut shaped, kind of, but they're smaller.
Fudge stripe cookies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tastes exactly like that.
I don't know. I think it tastes a little different to me. That's
it tastes
like it's
better.
Got a little bit of a grain to the cookie.
I like how it's crumbly, which
really
is probably why it's
I
called
like
digestives.
It. They're good. Digestive. Yeah. Maybe they'll help me digest my food.
Delicious.
It makes sense that these are English because I could sort of see like these being served with a cup of tea. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like something you would eat with a cup of tea.
Yeah. I would eat it with milk.
I would eat it with milk or, you know, hot
herbal
cocoa
tea.
Or herbal tea.
Maybe not herbal tea, but...
Yeah, I would.
I would. All right. So that is our podcast. Thank you, William, for doing a podcast with me. Thank you, Henry, for coming in at the end and trying some treats with us.
Welcome. Also, thank you for allowing me on.
Absolutely. And that's our podcast. So if you enjoy our podcast, let us know. If you're listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us at Talk to Dad Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, or at talktodadpodcast.com. If you want to email us, you can email us at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to do something that will really help us out, one thing you can do that doesn't take a whole lot of time is you can review us. You can subscribe, rate, and review us, and especially reviewing us and giving us a 5-star review on iTunes will help us grow the podcast and get the word out so we can get more listeners. So I'd really appreciate it if you do that. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later.